Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about modern women. Well, let's go, right? Yes, everyone, do you notice how everyone wants a woman and they're so beautiful and sweet-smelling and they taste so, so good? But yes, modern women are not right in the head. Just saying, look at this lady. It says, Oxford student, too bright for prison, is spared jail for stabbing boyfriend. Oh yes, friends, women could do whatever they want. They could kill, murder, loot, yeah, burn, loot, murder, and they get away with a hall pass. Very nice, right? I wish I could do stuff like that. If I stab someone, guess what happens to me? Dun dun dun, directly to jail, do not pass go, and poof, that's it, you're done. But yes, today's women are so lovely and sweet, right? Well, let's go see what's around the corner, shall we? Yes, look at this lovely lady. I'm assuming this is Florida because Florida people are insane. But I could be wrong, who knows? This chick is so beautiful, so lovely, and look what she does. Let's watch. Yeah, look at this lovely lady. She goes up there, starts smashing your car. She starts twerking on your car. Oh yes, I wonder what's up with her. Did she cheat or what? Who knows? What's her story? I'd like to know. I'm just curious, why doesn't people stop these women when they go feral? Just a thought. Who knows. Hey, but that's okay, because in Florida, they're starting to do something right. Let's look. Yes, according to the Jewish Independent, the rabbi who owns Pornhub, his name is Solomon Freeman, was ordained as an Orthodox rabbi by his day job, is a lawyer, and his passion is making pornography ethical. That's funny that this guy wants to make it ethical, and he's a lawyer and he owns an adult website. You might say, what does women and this guy have to do in common? Well, because they both have the same mentality. Ain't that funny? Weird. Yes, it's always odd to watch these adult content companies pull their services. The second place requires adult verification, as these sites are targeted specifically to kids. Yeah, Pornhub is pulling out of Florida due to age verification laws. And this guy is supposed to be a man of the cloth. What do you call a rabbi? Well, he's supposed to be a religious person, but this guy owns this. What does that tell you? Curious. Hypocrisy? Probably. Anyways, moving on. Yeah, this video is about women, right? And yes, women have the cheating genes. Do you believe me? I didn't think so that was true, but hey, apparently there is, so let's watch it. Yes, if your woman is a whore and a bitch, it's probably because it's in her DNA. Look at this. It says, while there is no single divorce gene, research suggests that genetic factors, particularly those influencing personality traits and mental health, contribute to the risk of divorce, meaning it's an inheritable trait. But not a guarantee. Yes, nothing in life is guaranteed but death and taxes. Fuck taxes. I hate paying taxes, but it is what it is, right? Yes, like women can't be loyal and faithful to you, that's why you need to control and mitigate them. But no, you do that and they think you're sexist, you're this, that, and you're Hitler and all this crap, but you're just trying to take care of your woman. Is that so hard? Really? I guess, apparently. Look at the world, it's turning into shit. It's because you guys want to follow this crap. Just saying. But of course, you let your gender fluid girlfriend do whatever the hell she wants. Yes, this is your prize, buddy. That's what you want? Okay, enjoy. Yeah, just remember for the most part that women are insane and they believe all kinds of crazy shit. So you shouldn't fall for her crap. Because if you do let her do whatever she wants, she's gonna be doing shit like this. Is that what you want? Having some smelly ass coot in your face from some bitch that fucking been letting all these dudes run trains on her? Really? Yeah, let's watch anorexic Lizzo do her thing right here. Damn, that shit's kind of hypnotic. It's like staring into a lava lamp. Oh shit. Oh, see all that psychedelic fucking... That's evil Braille right there. You see all those fucking dimples and all that shit in her ass like a golf ball? Yeah, that's the devil's Braille. Do you want to read it? Go for it. Damn, man. This is so nasty. Look at this shit. Oh, poor guy. Do you want to have this disease on you? But unfortunately, you're stuck there in the middle, right? Oh. Yes, you get all these stupid women think that you should bend over backwards thinking that they're God's gift to men, but these chicks are ugly as sin. Look at this woman, the chick from Snow White. She is ugly as fuck. And look what it says in the bottom. I'll translate it in Spanish. It says, Yo no necesito un príncipe, me salve y soy más hermosa que Gal Gadot. Oh yes, this dumb chick does believe that shit, right? Let me translate it. Yes, from retard to English, it says, I don't need a prince to save me, and I'm more beautiful than Gal Gadot. You really believe that stuff? Stupid bitch. Let's look at her, see what she looks like. Yeah, look at this bitch. Isn't she hideous? Very hideous. You know who she reminds me of? Fucking Sloth from the Goonies. Let's bring him up. Yeah, look at it. Rocky Road. Fucking Super Sloth. Oh, jeez. And this chick thinks she's beautiful. She's hairy. She has a fucked up face. No titties. She is gross. But you know what? There is a guy that would take her. Is that you? Just saying. Please don't. Don't be a thirsty bastard. Just send her on her way. She's gonna treat you like shit. Oh, yes. Just because she's Hispanic, don't think that she's sweet and caring. She's gonna cook you tamales and shit like that. No, this chick will just cut your nuts off and laugh at you all the way to the bank. Yep. You know, so don't be stupid. Just a friendly reminder. Just saying. Yes, friends, you can't even do the good old pump and dump it, because then the chick knows who you are, and then she's gonna call the cops on you, and then guess what? Then you be shitted on. Yes. Fucked up times that we live in. But it is what it is. Yes, friends, with these women, you can't make a wife, a mother, or anything useful from these people. Yeah, they're gonna destroy you. Look at this from The Atlantic. In studies of lottery winners, Layman Stone writes, researchers found that men seem to use their newfound resources to build families, while women use them to exit families. Not good times, man. It just shows you that women, when they have power and money and all that good stuff, they're gonna hoard it up and live their best life possible. But men, they're gonna do the responsible thing and actually build families and societies. So you see what's the difference between men and women? Yeah, this is modern women in a nutshell. They'd rather do things for themselves because they're selfish and fuck society. It's all about them. But yet you want them as your wife, girlfriends, and all these things. But what's going to happen? I don't know. The future doesn't seem that good. Well, nothing's secure, like I said, but death and taxes. Well, fellas, I guess I'm about to leave you guys here because I got things to see and people to do. So hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing the best things you can in your life, because shit's going to get serious. Well, it has been serious. It's going to get crazier. So I'm going to leave you here with some parting words of some crazy shit. So goodbye, farewell, and laters.
You see that slaying queen? Well, this is the exact same slaying queen. This is what I look like when I do a professional shoot. And most people on social media will only post pictures where they look like that. But social media is fake. But you know what's not? My fart.